Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, the flu season is still upon us, and while you may feel like it's too late to get your flu vaccine, or if your children haven't had it yet, you might feel like it's just a little bit too late and why bother, that's really not the case. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Edwards. She's the Sarah H. Sell and Cornelius Vanderbilt Professor of Pediatrics, and she directs the Vanderbilt Vaccine Research Program. Welcome to the show, Dr. Edwards. So tell us about the flu season. First of all, when is flu season?
Well, season generally begins in late November and extends often until March. We know this year that the flu season was very active around the Christmas holidays, and still there are lots of cases of flu that are being reported. So we're right in the middle of the flu season. Some years flu comes a little earlier than others. Almost always it's present around the holidays, and it's a wonderful opportunity when people get together to not only spread their love and their kisses, but to spread their influenza viruses. So we know it's very active currently. We know that the strain of influenza, there are different strains of influenza that circulate. We know that the one that is currently circulating is a strain called H3N2 virus. We know that as far as flu goes, it tends to cause more severe disease than some of the other flu strains. We also know that this H3N2 virus is not perfectly matched with our vaccine strain, so that the vaccine and the strain are not perfectly the same. But we do know that in spite of that the vaccine can prevent this particular strain. It also can prevent other strains. And sometimes what happens during a flu season is that one strain will begin early in the season, such as an H3N2, and as the season goes on into February and March, the strain sometimes will, a different strain will come up about, such as a B strain or an H1N1 strain, and sometimes the vaccine that we get will also be protective against that. So certainly, one needs to get the vaccine. We know in young children that have not been vaccinated previously that they'll need two doses of the vaccine to be protected. So it's not too late to get the vaccine, and certainly you should get it. We also know that that the Academy and other CDC has been recommending that if indeed you have a underlying medical condition, or if you're hospitalized with influenza, that we also use antiviral medications that prevent viruses from spreading. So that's been another thing that the Academy and CDC have been stressing, is the use of antivirals in children that might be hospitalized or those with underlying conditions. So there's a lot still that you need to do about flu, and if you have symptoms or concerns, talking with your physician would be a wonderful thing to do.
What are some of the symptoms that would signal you have a flu and not just a really bad cold? And then as a parent, how do we care for a child that does come with the influenza?
Sure. So influenza is a respiratory virus. It causes an inflammation in the upper airway. It is often associated with sore throat, with some runny nose, and often with cough. It also produces a number of toxins that are actually get into the bloodstream and make you feel achy, that can give you headache, can cause high fever. And occasionally there can be some vomiting or a little diarrhea, but mostly it's a respiratory illness, and it really can make you feel horrible. Influenza also is very good at damaging some of the mechanisms in the nose and throat that allow bacteria to be taken away. And so sometimes we see that children that have influenza will get bacterial complications on top of that, like an ear infection or like a pneumonia. So certainly, if your child, first of all, your child should be vaccinated. Secondly, if your child does develop fever and respiratory-like symptoms, you may want to call and talk with a physician and or the nurse and see, you know, does your child, would your child be one that would need antiviral medications? Are they at risk for certain complications for influenza? We also know that if a child has fever and then it goes away, but then the fever comes back again, it may signal that there's been a bacterial complication of influenza. So those are all things that, that parents should know about and should call if there's questions and ask their doctor or their nurse about that if they have questions.
And how do we keep ourselves from and others in the home from getting sick? Do we quarantine whoever it is that has the flu? Does washing your hands get rid of the flu virus?
Well, exactly. I think the important thing that we do is we certainly have good hand hygiene. We also make sure that if we have respiratory symptoms, that we dispose of the tissues and wash our hands after that. We also know that if we can sort of cocoon different people, if we're all vaccinated in a household, for instance, you know, we don't give flu vaccine to babies less than 6 months of age. So how do you protect those babies? Well, you can protect them by getting vaccinated during pregnancy, so the antibody will go to the baby and the placenta, and the baby will be born with mother's antibodies, so that's one way to protect the baby. But the other way is that everybody gets vaccinated, and certainly if people are not infected, then they don't bring it home to the baby. And then finally, the antivirals also were quite effective in reducing the amount of virus you have and its spread to other individuals. So those are all sort of tricks that will allow contagion to be reduced in the home.
How long does the flu last if somebody does have it?
Generally lasts between 4 to 5 days, and it really is a severe illness. Again, it's not just a little cold. It's a illness that your whole body aches, and it can, even though that you may have fever for only 4 days or so, then often it will be necessary to sort of rest more, and it may even take a couple weeks to fully recover. So it's a severe illness and really takes its toll on big people and little people.
When can we send our children back to school if we know that they have the flu, whether they're on Tamiflu or not?
Yeah, most of the time the viral contagion, by the time the fever is gone, is much reduced. So I think using symptomatic disease is kind of a marker. If the child feels better and no longer has fever, then they can return to school, return to daycare, and will not be a source of contagion.
What about the parents? We only have a minute and a half left or so, Dr. Edwards, but what about the parents that don't want that nasal spray vaccine because that contains the live virus? My kids don't like it because they don't like something stuck up their nose. They'd rather have a shot. But
sure.
What do you say to the parents about that nasal spray?
Okay, the nasal spray actually in young children, when you compare the two vaccines, actually the nasal spray is a little bit more effective. Although in children with wheezing or asthma, sometimes it can trigger wheezing episodes. So the nasal vaccine is a very good way to protect against flu. It's also a little better about protecting about strains that are not exactly the same in the vaccine and the circulation. So this mismatch is often better dealt with by the live vaccine. But there are certain restrictions on who needs to get it. And some kids don't like to have things in their nose, although some children much prefer it to a shot. So that's something that you can talk about with your physician. The CDC has recommended for young children that if there are not any high-risk conditions, that the live vaccine may work better than the shot. So but both of them are, having either of those vaccines is certainly better than having no vaccine.
As Dr. Edwards says, you still have time to get the flu vaccine and your children. Talk with your pediatrician about it. If someone does come up with the flu, you know, call your pediatrician, take good care of them. Maybe create a small area in your house for just them. Washing hands is so important. And making sure that you're up to date on all your vaccinations. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.